Today's verses are 1 John 4, 1 to 6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have come out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and is now in the world. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. If you have been following along in 1 John, every one of these verses should sound really familiar. John has been developing and building on several themes throughout this letter. Let's just jump right into it. Verse 1 gives us the main point of this section. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. John says that the spiritual reality is that there are many false prophets, influenced by spirits that are not from God. So the followers of Christ have to be careful. They should not believe every spirit, but rather they should test them. In other words, John is writing, don't listen to every voice you hear. There are voices that will lead you astray from Jesus if you listen to them. In verses 2 and 3, the main test to hold each spirit to is a simple one. Is the spirit confessing that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? If the answer is no, then that means the spirit is not from God, and that you should not listen to it. My study Bible points out that in John's time, as he was writing this, there was a false teaching going around called Docetism, which taught that Jesus did not actually come in the flesh, but it just appeared that way. To quote my study Bible, the teaching was that Christ only appeared to be human, so that there was no real incarnation and no divine savior who was able to die for sinners. This, of course, is a huge falsehood to who Jesus is. We are saved because Jesus became 100% man. Only in that way was he able to die the death that we deserved. And Jesus taking on the flesh means he can fully identify with us. Verse 3 calls out this false spirit as the spirit of the Antichrist. We read about this last week. People who followed the spirit of the Antichrist forsook the church. They denied Jesus. And the encouragement from John is also a repeated theme from before. From verse 4, he says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. This harkens back to 1 John 2:13. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. Our identity in Christ is that we are God's children. And at the same time, we have the strength from God to overcome the evil one. The Holy Spirit is living in us. And as evidenced by Jesus' resurrection and his commission to his disciples, the Holy Spirit allows us to do God's will and not be led astray from him. The good news is that God is in us. And wrapping up these verses, 5 and 6 reiterate the dichotomy of being from the world versus being from God. The last sentence about listening to John and his fellow brothers and sisters versus not listening to them loops back to the first verses. It's yet another sign or test to prove who is from God and who is not. As we reflect on these verses, let's read these words of encouragement for ourselves. The spiritual reality is that there are many spirits. There are many voices in the world. We are called to practice wisdom and discernment. We cannot just go with everything we hear. We must test if each voice is proclaiming Jesus as our Savior, who came in the flesh. The good news is that we are from God, and we have overcome the false spirits. He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. And we are not alone. In addition to the Holy Spirit in us, God has given us brothers and sisters to stand firm with. Perhaps a devotional question for us to focus on today is, how can I listen to the Holy Spirit's voice more above all other voices around me? Once again, how can I listen to the Holy Spirit's voice above all other voices around me? One thing I'd like to act on myself is to reach out to somebody to pray together when I'm feeling alone or in need of encouragement. That would be a great way for me to listen to God's voice more, just through the prayers of others. Is there an adjustment you should make to focus on God's voice more than all other voices? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these verses, Lord, that at first glance seem just kind of repetitive from before, but Lord, when we dig into it a bit, Lord, we see there's so much good news in them to be reminded of, so many truths to be reminded of, and Lord, we thank you that you have given us your Spirit so that we can overcome the evil one just as you have. Lord, help us to walk in your footsteps. Help us not to just be passive and led astray by whatever we hear. But Lord, help us to focus on you and help us to do your will today. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.